If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in every Wednesday at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with Destiny. Greetings in the light of the Most Radiant One. The voice of the Ashtar Command hits the airwaves. Blessings and greetings. I am Commander Lady Athena, joined as one voice with my beloved other wholeness, Ashtar. We're very excited this evening within the command. This is our very first time to actually speak directly to the many volunteer spirits from this and a myriad of worlds. You are the celestial tracings from the very heart mind of the all that is, bringing into this planetary world the very light, the very superluminal light of the Father of all lights, of the Mother of all lights, of the all that is. Without your presence on this earth at this time, the ascension program that we have been endeavoring to bring about for the past 2,000 years, which is now in its point of culmination, would have been impossible. So know that our hearts are beating with great excitement this evening as we reach out with our love, with our joy, with our absolutely ecstatic knowing that as we speak tonight, the codes of living light and living sound that constitute your innermost divine being will be quickened, activated, and awakened. To begin with, as I know you're as excited as I am, let's all take a big, deep breath together and feel the goosebumps as they course over your head and down your shoulders, down your arms. That is what is called the anointing. That is the energy and the power of your divine connection. Know that you are connected absolutely throughout infinity. In fact, you want to know a thought that will certainly expand your awareness in a nanosecond. Every single one of you is a fractal, a divine holographic imprint upon every single atom of existence. Beloveds, there is nowhere that you are not. You shine from every star. You are the light within every sun. You are the beloved. You are the only begotten Son of God. You are holy and you are whole. And nothing in the passage to this time and space continuum or of that of any other world could ever change that one iota. So now as we come into this alignment with the Ashtar Command very directly, each one of you will be worked with individually to bring you up to that level of opening that will constitute for you your divine commission. Originally, when we thought of doing this show, and I was in India some months back in the ashram of Sai Baba, I was instructed at that time to be a voice for Ashtar, to be a voice for the Ashtar Command. And I forgot all about it. until I was here in my new location in Florida. And all of a sudden, this radio show was put more or less in my lap. And I thought, well, what in the world should I call it? And immediately dropped into my mind the voice of the Ashtar Command. That seemed a very tall order for me, and I must confess I rather trembled at the thought of it. And then it seemed perfectly normal. So then I asked, well, what's it for? And immediately a jokester from the command said, it's a series of cosmic pep talks for closet Christ. I thought that was marvelous. So to all of you closeted messiahs out there, come out wherever you are, and let's dance in the light of the new day. Let's bring forward into this sorry and sad world the clowns, the joisters, the jousters, the jesters, the troubadours, the trumpeters, and all other heralds of good news. Let us illumine this world with great, great peals of laughter, and let us light up all of those faces that seem to have forgotten their divine origins by telling them things that will bring a sense of encouragement and activation. Very many of you out there, actually quite a few recently, have been contacting me and making such statements as, I know I'm an ascended master. I know I am from the Ashtar Command. I know that I have a very vital role to play at this time in this planetary transformation. And you know what? Those particular ones that came forward to me and said those words, they were speaking truth. It wasn't coming from imagination. It wasn't coming from ego. It wasn't coming from wishful thinking. This was the actual knowingness of those particular souls. Now, in the activational process, as we as the command work with our people, we have certain times in which we make contact with our Earth-based representatives. Usually between the ages of 5 and 7, you will have a visitation or a sighting or an out-of-body experience, or one or more of us will actually step through the walls and appear to you. This is what happened to this particular body when I was being awakened. Then again, you will have another visitation, usually in your early teen years. This again could be any one of the sightings I have just mentioned. Very often at that point, you'll start having what could be called UFO experiences. You're never quite the same after that. Not only do you have an absolute passion to suddenly read about anything extraterrestrial, but there's a strange stirring that begins to occur within your innermost being as you begin to awaken and decode. Many at that point become voracious readers and begin to develop habits that cause the people around you to doubt your sanity. Unfortunately, that goes with the territory. People will, in fact, note that you're different. In fact, if you're not different, you might want to look at yourself and see why not. Because we are different. We march to a different drummer. Our knowing is not the knowing of other people. Don't you remember when you were in school and a teacher would tell you something that you knew, or a priest or a rabbi or a minister would tell you something, and you knew that you knew that you knew that they did not know, and that you had an answer that you knew that you knew that you knew was absolutely the truth. It was like that for me as well. And then, as the years progress, sometimes we just sort of forget. It's not so much that we forget, it's that there seems to be no place within the world for our essence, for our knowingness, for the vastness that we embrace of. So we sort of put on a tin bill and go out and pick chicken seed with the rest of the chickens, forgetting all the while that we are an eagle. But in time we do awaken. And now, as this earth is actually in the very, very process of emerging into the new universe, the new dimensional octave that it has been gradually, let's say, wooing and being wooed by we are actually having a molecular displacement now of one vibratory dimensional perspective being overlaid with that of another. As you enter into the activational decoding process, it's not going to feel perhaps too comfortable initially, because what happens is that the old scaffolding that has held your particular reality together, the context with which you view and understand life, all of that begins to, let's say, be sloughed off. And there might be a sense of, vacuity, some sort of a sense of not being either fish nor fowl, not really knowing or having a context by which you feel comfortable at all within the self. And then, invariably, someone will be sent into your life, one of the members of the command who is embodied here. And by the way, we have several million embodied representatives from the Ashtar command dwelling on Earth at the time. Someone of the command will be brought into proximity with you, or you'll have a dream, or you'll be directed to someone in the physical plane. And they will then mentor you and activate you and work with you to bring you into the fullness of your commandership. This happened with me. This happens with all starseed. It is divinely planned so that each starseed awakens at the perfect time to begin the mission that they have been commissioned to do. It's interesting in terms of mission as well. Many people, myself included, came in knowing their missions from earliest childhood. They didn't have to be told their missions. They always knew them, and they began to do them as soon as they were able to. In the case of very, very new souls that are coming in, many of you beloveds haven't even had an Earth incarnation. Or if you have, it was in a golden age long, long ago. This is the seventh golden age. There are to be 12 successive, let's say, educational unfoldments on this earth called root races. And we are only in the fifth subrace of the fifth root race, getting ready to move into what is called the sixth root race. But there are already forerunners that we would call the new ones that are coming in now to set the bar for the next stage of evolution. And these souls come in already off of the old dimensional paradigm. They're off of the grid. They're out of that consciousness interpretive factor that most of us utilize to make sense of this world. They truly march to a different drummer. They have brainwave patternings that are not adaptable at all to the present schooling system. Often they are misdiagnosed as having ADD or dyslexia or any one of the other terms that are used to try to explain why these children can't sit still and listen to information that they've already outgrown eons ago. So that is one of the reasons. And so this program is also reaching out through the vibratory frequencies of the sound and through the airwaves to reach into the consciousness zones of those precious, precious star-seeded emissaries, those celestial ones who have come and are currently in very, very young bodies. Many of these are ambassadors and high-placed statespersons from very, very advanced worlds. Some of them have actually come from the throne world as divine, as it were, ambassadors. These souls sometimes are young CEOs before they even hit their teens. Sometimes they come out of the womb, and within a few months they're speaking, and quite lucidly. They are a force to be reckoned with, and they are the little child that shall lead us into the seventh golden age. That age is not a chronological age that you have to wait to a certain time to enter. No, no. That golden age is present here and now. There is no, let's say, inhibiting factor, save that you place there, to your awakening and assuming your full divine potential. A great godliness abides within each and every one of us. The only question is, when are we going to let it out? When are we going to allow ourselves to be the promised one, the only beloved, the Messiah, the Christ. Again, lest we misinterpret the word Christ, let us understand that Christ, as a Greek word, means anointed. It means the anointing of complete divine love. And each one of us is designed to be the Christ, the anointed one, the one who brings the light and love of the divine world, the imperishable star world, to this earth. You are the face and the form of God in time and space. You are the way that this invisible spirit that we know as the all it is shows up and becomes visible. You are the means by which that eternal love is brought all the way down into this human form and world. Now you might think, good heavens, I'm so far from that, I can't even imagine what it would be like. Oh, beloved, it's as easy as breathing in and breathing out. You know, it's been so difficult to try to squish our magnificence into a tiny, third-dimensional, very limited body, a very limited social patterning, a very condensed little perspective, and try to feel good about that. In fact, I don't know about you, but I've never in all of my entire existence ever found a happy human being. Oh, they might have what we call ice cream happiness. Oh, I'm happy, happy, happy. I got the new car. Happy, happy, happy. But these things are not true happiness. Happiness, beloved, is union with God. It's the awareness that you and God are one forever and ever and ever. Happiness is realizing that right now you are living an eternal life. Happiness is a realization that you've never, ever, in any real sense, been limited to this human body or entrapped in this third-dimensional, goofy world. It's the realization, beloved, that you remain as God created you in perfect holiness, perfect innocence, perfect peace, an ever-unfolding and expanding creative endeavor. Even now, as you seemingly sit in a singular body, beloved, you are multidimensional. What does that mean? It means that you have bodies that represent your essence, your spirit, on every dimensional plane. Every single dimensional plane you exist in. There's a representative of you on every planet, in every single star system, galaxy. Oh, now I'm getting way over my head. Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe you might consider these things. What if? What if this crazy commander lady was actually telling you the truth? There is a part of you that knows that what I'm speaking of is true. There is a part of all of us that knows. We choose to be veiled when we come down to this time-space continuum. Why did we come here in the first place? Somebody wrote to me one time and said, well, if we're divine, what's the point of being here on Earth? Well, there's a variety of reasons why we come. First of all, it's interesting and we're curious. It's the nature of our consciousness to be eternally inquiring, expanding to what's next, and exploring. We all are adventurers. So this is a very interesting planet. And so we come to experience it. We come to learn. What in the world would we learn here? Well, for one thing, we would learn what it is to live in a great sea of diversity. Many of the planetary worlds out there are sort of like Johnny One Note. They have one type of species. They have one type of program, more or less, an expression. Many of them don't have anything even vaguely close to the diversity we have on planet Earth. And moreover, in many planetary systems, there's no free choice to return consciously to God. It's sort of like the salmon
spawning and going up the stream just as part of their nature. But here we're in a polarized world of duality in which we have a choice factor always operative. Now that gives rise to so many experiences that we wouldn't have in many other worlds. So that's another reason we come. There are also reasons of mastery. This is a school of mastery. No one will emerge and graduate ultimately from planet Earth anything less than an ascended master. That's the program, folks. That's the program. And that's what ultimately every single person will be. You have infinite time to do that. I'm in no hurry. And if we are, well, too bad. God is going to do what God's going to do, and I guess we might as well, too. So, yes, there is a divine plan. You are part of it. It is infallible. It is perfect. It is absolutely unfolding in each one of our lives the way it should be. There is no coincidence. There's no happenstance, and there's no real accident. Everything has been elected and chosen before you were born. Now, bear in mind, I am speaking to the star-seated celestial emissaries, the disciples, the initiates, the masters, the Christ, those who are in process of qualifying to enter into Christ consciousness, those who are beginning to integrate the Christ over self or other levels of the Christ over self. Many of you have come back simply out of the gift of self to humanity. You actually don't have to be here. You knew you didn't have to incarnate this time. But your ancient desire to love and serve was such that you wanted to come and be part of this great graduation. Humanity, beloved, is the most magnificent species. We are so unusual in this human form, in this human presentation, that we have actually created, God has created through our agency, an entirely different species. A species that's able to operate beyond the visual electromagnetic spectrum, such as we know it. A being that is able to transcend the limited light codes that came in with the fall long ago in the Garden of Eden. A being now that is entering into being a superluminal being, a multidimensional being, consciously and with great divine purpose. We are actually forming a new species called the Adam Cosmone Christed race.
Yeah, I can hear it here.
And this Christ race that we are going forth now in a collectivity will illumine the heavens of a new creation in another universe called the Shekinah universe, or the universe governed by the Spirit of the Living God. That is what we are moving into. And to have that occur, we have had to have a reordering of our consciousness. We have had to have a reworking of our cognitive factors, our brain, even the crystalline substances that are within our blood platelets have had to be transfigured. Every single quark of our being is becoming crystallized. It's becoming like a crystal resonating bell in which the divine codes and sounds of the higher heavens can orchestrate in a tapestry, as it were, of sonics, of light, of sound, of color, of divine articulation that goes beyond the physicality that we have associated with self. And beloveds, that's happened as we've gone about our daily life, as we've driven on our freeways and brought home groceries and taken care of our children and our spouses. Yes, all the while that you have been going through the school of initiation that we call daily life on planet Earth, this great work has gone forth. It is the working of at least 70 brothers and sisters of light. It is the work of at least, seven orders of archangels. It is the work of many, many orderings of beings that step down and transduce, as it were, the divine plan through myriads of agencies that we call the celestial hierarchies, working in conjoined effort with the planetary brothers and sisters of light. Oh, you have heard them mentioned, the Shambhala masters and the many other masters in the 12 spiritual cities dotting the earth. Yes, indeed, we have many, many willing hands and laborers. At every level, there are laborers that are working with one united goal, that humankind can return to its divine inheritance, that it can again bring forward the kingdom of God upon this earth, that once again this entire earth will ring and sing the glory of God, that once again the Christ will return. That returning Christ comes in many forms. He comes as an individual at each level. That would be planetary, systemic, galactic, universal, cosmic, logoic, and on and on and on and on. There is no place that the Christ is not. And within the human being, the Christ shows up as your higher consciousness, that which we would call the anointed consciousness of divine, unified love. It is that point of view that we enter into when all we see is the face of Christ, the love of Christ everywhere. Everywhere we look, we see the only beloved. When we look in the mirror, we see the beloved. And you can tell someone who has seen the beloved when you look into their eyes. Perhaps you won't see the beloved unless you have first seen it in yourself. Because we can only see in another what we have discovered within our own beingness. That's the way vision works here. We see by reflection. So what we see very much tells you where you are positioned within your awareness. But this Christed consciousness now is moving in the human being through several stages. The first stage is where the masses of humanity are awakening to what we would call their high self. The high self is the spiritual archetype that presents the basic program for the soul. The soul is an extension from your spirit that contains your feelings, your mind, and your will on an individual level. It contains the records of all your previous goings and comings in time and space. And then you have a Christed consciousness that you move into, which would be that, and a Christed over self that you begin to dome into, as it were. The Christ over self then moves you into the divine programs of over self sonship, S-O-N-H-I-P, which is not a male gender. It is simply a definitive for the proactive energy of Source. So therefore, you have the delineation of the Christing process that souls are going through. First the high self, and then the soul. That would be self-realization, when you realize that you certainly are the body, that you are the consciousness that dwells within the body. And you go through many, many stages, 27 to be exact, levels within the soul plane. And then it opens up for you a whole new avenue of realization, referred to as God realization, in which you actually begin to unfold your understanding within worlds that are beyond death, dissolution, the permanent worlds of God, in which in highest truth you have never left. Your spirit component is one with God. It's often called the monad. Many of you know that. The monad is an atom in the body of God. And that's eternal, immortal, pure. Well, does it have a form? Well, beyond soul level, you see, you actually don't have a form. You don't have a body. You are a consciousness that can articulate itself into any type of a form that it wishes at any time. This is why the masters can appear and disappear. They can move and manifest through people that they seem to impersonate or overshadow for a period of time. They can operate like Milarepa in 100 bodies at the same time if they wish to. There are many, many, many variables in the expression once you get beyond the limitation of these lower worlds. So you're opening up into a level of freedom, a level of ever-expanding creative potential and opportunity that is simply marvelous. And the first step is to simply begin to surrender to the process of your own original innocence. Don't try to figure things out. Don't try to make things happen. Don't try to do anything. Breathe in and breathe out and love the space you're in and the people who occupy that space that you're in. Make everything work for you. Use everything to your highest advantage. Don't try to rework things that you really have no power to alter. There's a process of surrender and self-emptying that's absolutely crucial if we are to move into these higher programs of light. It is said that the kingdom of heaven, to be entered, we must become like a child. Not childish, but childlike. Innocent, open, teachable, receptive, inquisitive, exploring, inquiring, looking for fun and delight, fearless and gentle. As we move into that childlike place that we all have, that we've really never lost, it's been covered over with glitz and glamour and hurt and pain and disappointment and expectations that weren't met. But those things can disappear if you will simply give them to the Christ and step free through grace. You can indeed be born again in this very second. You can become like a little child in the kingdom of heaven. And you can live a life that is so vastly different from the life that's dog-eat-dog and, oh, you know what I'm talking about. I don't need to go into those details. But there's a new life waiting for each of us. Those of you who are ascended masters, who are indeed heaven's finest, the celestial lords of light, and some of you who are reincarnated masters from the earth that have stepped forward at this time, know that we form a vast family of light. We are intergalactic, interplanetary, and there are many, many of you who have been the, let's say, the gurus, the masters, the adepts, the savants, the rishis from previous ages. You have walked with Buddha and Krishna and Rama and Jesus, and all the Zoroaster and Muhammad, all of the great lords of light that are ascended masters, you've been with them all. Osiris and Isis, and oh my heavens, you know the names. There's so many. These are all beings who have come through the office of the Christ. The office of the Christ is, let's say, a great chrysalis point, a great nexus point that radiates the sons of God into this and a myriad of worlds. It is held currently by three beings that form a trinity. It is held by Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. Moses, who brought the Torah or the teachings of light. Jesus, who brought the redemptive plan and consummated it. And Elijah, who taught us how to ascend in the flaming chariot called Merkabah in Hebrew. So each of these three masters forms that point in which the 144,000 ascended masters come forth to minister to this world. Now, it is my experience, let's say, that if you would trace your celestial ancestry and lineage, probably each one of you will find yourself connected to one of those 144,000 great monadic expressions of the I am that I am. Probably in your tracings of your spiritual ancestry, you will be linked to a great spirit. Perhaps you are actually integrating those levels of that great spirit now. We will be talking about addressing this topic of spiritual integration, future self overlays, walk-ins, transpersonal weavings and blendings of different ray components that comprise our spiritual essence and beingness. Tonight, of course, we will not be able to get into that. But I wanted to give you a brief overview of who you are within the Ashtar Command, within the heavens itself, within the higher dimensional plane, within the multidimensional octaves of divine glory and light. I would like to encourage you to be the very, very best you can be each moment of your life. You will look back upon the Akashic records of this time, and you will see yourself, and you will review every moment, every thought, every word, every deed. It will be so, so funny. It will be so heartwarming. It will be so glorious. And if you're going to laugh at the end, you might as well laugh now. What is it that is so serious in your life that it would cause you to sacrifice a moment of joy and peace? Feel of it's nothing is worth that price. Nothing at all. Learn to let it slide off your back like water off the feathers of a little duck. Just let the world whirl around you and do what it's going to do. But you, beloved, keep your eyes fixed on the star that you are, upon that great Christed form that is your Christed over-self, that is your higher component into which you are gradually, inexorably, being intrinsically woven. You are being, again, brought into the perfect divine image and similitude, the divine Adam Kadmon, which, by the way, we in the Ashtar Command are all in Adam Kadmon. The Adam Kadmon is the perfected human divine plan. Jesus the Christ was in the Adam Kadmon, the perfected body that was both man, and God, fully God. He was actually the incarnation of God, simply appearing as a son. Because God does not have sons that are begotten as we would beget a child, but has sent forth his own essence of light and sound, and color and beauty, his only begotten love, to be clothed in flesh. And that's you and me and everyone. But Jesus, Yeshua of Nazareth, wore the Adam Kadmon form, and that form was perfect and sinless and without any form of misendeavor or misuse of energy. Even though he was beyond, way beyond that which we would call the Adam Kadmon, he clothed himself with that to set forth the template of perfection that we were to emulate. He became the way, the truth, and the life eternal, and opened a door into the infinite way for all mankind, that we could all walk in his footsteps and escape the entropy of a limited world system that had been pirated and set off course. That gate of glory is open now for every man, woman, and child. We are ascending now into the programs of light that have been foreordained and spoken of by the prophets and the savants and the patriarchs and the matriarchs of old. Now is the time. You are ready. You are ready to be the light of the world. You are ready for full illumination. This is the time in the cycle of illumination. It is the time of revelation. Apocalypsis, which simply means the unveiling, is the time for the hidden things, both within and without, to be brought to light. It is the time that suddenly, spontaneously, you simply return to what you've always been. You simply become aware. You wake up. It's just that simple. When you wake up in the morning, sometimes you'll go, "Oh, wow, that was just a dream. Phew, sure glad it wasn't real." And you know, beloveds, that's exactly what you're going to say as you return your awareness to your eternal state. You're going to go, "Phew, boy, I'm glad that was just a dream." All of this down here is just simply window dressing and stage props. It's just for the purpose of serving as a gymnasium through which you can test and try your mastery and experience different states of consciousness. It's like the Star Trek holodeck. That's all. And pretty soon, we're just going to push that button and say, end program. and it's going to be all over, and we'll awaken where we've always been, within the heart of the all it is, within the Ashtar command, within the different star families. Yes, beloveds, you have a star family. You have people that are loving you and cheering you on and around you all the time. And it's glorious. But yes, we are beings that are very, very beautiful. We are men and women that look just like you, except we have forgotten how really to frown. We have forgotten what it's like to be separate from God. We have completely forgotten what it is to hate or to perceive difference. We have forgotten what it is not to have joy and peace deep, deep inside. And in that, we are perhaps, for a time, a little different. But other than that, we are identical to the best of your human species. And that is your destiny, every one of you listening to this program, to move back into the divine patterning that is free from the taint of the fall. No more tears, no more death, no more disease, no more imperfection, no more war, no more hatred. All of that shall be no more. So there is such a joy in my heart as I reach out to each of you today, and Ashtar, who has merged as one with me. We send you the united love of all of the Ashtar command. We send you blessings. We are as close to you as your next breath. There is not one of you that we do not oversee and guard and guide. Like the eyelid covers, guards the eye. You are never alone. You are right where you need to be. You are strategically placed within the grid fields. You shine as a diamond within the golden latticework of the Christ consciousness grid that you have come to anchor on this earth. You are the beloved. You are the Messiah, the collective Messiah, and you are the one that Earth is waiting for. All of Earth is failing and groaning in expectation of your emergence. Come forth, beloved, now. Come forth and present your love into this world. And do what you can to bring hope and joy, laughter and assistance wherever you can to whomever crosses your path. That is the mission. That is the task before us, to transform this world to heavenly, divine love. And in beginning to wind up the program, since I'm not certain when we will have a station break, this is my maiden voyage here, I would like to tell any of you that would like to be in contact with me, I'll give you my email. I think that's the easiest. My email address is Commander CMDR Lady LADY@AOL.com @AOL.com. You can also work with me by applying to join our MSN web group called the Ashtar Galactic Command, which I co-manage, and it's under the commandership of Commander Alion. And we will be having him on this show at some point. He is a great soul who is anchoring the media division of the Ashtar Command and is an aspect embodiment of Commander Monka. So we are very honored to have him listening in to this evening and lending his support to this transmission. If you want to find us on the Ashtar Command group I just mentioned, Google. Use the Google search drive and go put in Ashtar Galactic Command. Be sure you use the word galactic. And that will bring you right to a list on which we are the top of the list. And it's for ground-based commanders off and on planet. That's the off and on planet would be the what you'd recognize our group by. And just click on that, and then you can make your application to join. And anyone who is seriously connected with the Ashtar Command is welcome to join this group. It's four ground-based commanders of the Ashtar Galactic Command specifically. And it is a private group by invitation only. So let us know a little bit about your directions, your spiritual aspirations, and we'll see if that's a good mix for you. The other way that I work with people is by starseed decodement sessions, which are called prophetic soul purpose overviews. And these are private sessions that I do with people by phone. And I'm always available to be of assistance to you in any way that I possibly can. I can do mentoring also, and if there's enough of you that would like mentoring, we could perhaps set up a teleconference call mentoring session if we get enough of you that are interested. So let me know. I'm also receiving a lot of questions that people would like me to answer, and I will be doing that. I will be answering individual questions. I have a big list now. I didn't get around to them this evening, but we will have that. And then at some point, I may have open lines where you can call and ask questions over the air. We'll see how that works too. I want to try a variety of things until we find the perfect mix for our interactive together. So it looks to me like I still have about 10 minutes. Maybe I can get into a few questions. I guess some of the most interesting questions. Let's see, what do we have here? Well, one thing that's interesting is that the brain is going through a major acceleration now. So many people are constantly saying, my gosh, I can't remember anything. I think I'm losing it. What's going on? I hear that all the time. And what's going on is this. Your brain is switching to a URIM, and that overrides the old time sequence referencing the so-called reality that we have in this linear world. And so what's happening is that our brain is bypassing the analytical comprehension factor, the time referencing of memory and things that happened in the past experiences, thought stability, things like that. And the new incoming information is coming as straight knowledge into the consciousness, direct, straight knowledge. And we're actually experiencing a consciousness time. The consciousness itself is accelerating, is speeding up. I found myself that when I integrated into this past time cell body, my body is actually a commander from the past that I have come in as a future self overlay with. I couldn't read. I couldn't coordinate my brain waves with written or vocal material, nor could I coordinate my hands to write. It took me about 5 years before I could actually read and slow down my brain waves enough to where I could write. I still can't read my handwriting. I mean, it's sometimes it just looks like a line across the page. But if any of you are experiencing that, that's what's happening. Your brain is being and our children especially find it very difficult to slow down their brainwave patterns. That's why they like these video games and these cyberspace interactive games so much. It matches the frequency of their consciousness better than, you know, the old didactic learning processes. So that's one of the things that's happening. We can tap into thresholds and levels of spiritual power that we did not have access to before. And we're able to receive directly from the Brotherhood of Man, the Brotherhood of Light, and cooperate with them. And the interaction that we have now with these higher orders of consciousness is being facilitated and made possible by this crystalline circuitry that is now in process of being activated. It's been set in place, and now it's they're turning it on. So gradually and ultimately, it'll make accessible to you information that heretofore was just not possible. It wasn't possible with the old equipment to tune in. Very much like, what could we liken it to? Trying to access the internet when you don't have enough power in your computer to do so. It's constantly rebuffing. That's the only analogy that comes to my mind at the moment. But because we've been in a time lag planet, where actually Earth is operating under a time lag, everything in the higher world is already a done deal. It's already completed. It's already exists. So now what's happening is that we're moving up to speed with that which is, with cosmic time, with the eternal moment, with the eternal now, you know, all of those things, be here now, so to speak. So the nowness is now catching up with the becomingness that's been locked in for quite a long time. And that's all that's happening. So no, you're not losing it, you're not developing dementia, you're not getting Alzheimer's, none of that stuff. Oh, no, no. You are perfectly sound, you're simply losing your mind. Oh, that sounded like an oxymoron, didn't it? It's the truth, though. You are actually losing your linear ego mind. The lower mind actually is the bastion and creation of the ego, which is based and predicated on the misidentification of self. And so as we lose the misidentification factor with who we truly are and we return our awareness to who we truly are, we don't need that old tape recorder that we call a limited human linear mind. We're going to have a divine cosmic Christed mind. And that's what we're headed for. So, anyway, there you have it. I really enjoyed doing this show. I think I was into this. It's nothing I love to do more than to reach out and share information that is of an uplifting nature to people who are avidly interested in hearing it. This is something that when you find whatever it is that you love that much, that the time goes, an hour has gone so fast, I can't even believe it. That's your mission, beloved. When you as an individual dissolve in that which you do, and you feel the ecstasy and the joy and the power and the enthusiasm and the zeal and the flow of information coming effortlessly, that's your mission, beloved. Whatever it is, when you're in the zone, when you're zoning, that's it. Keep doing it. And if you haven't found it, try a few things. Get out there and beat the bushes until you find that particular thing that lights you up inside and out and blesses the world. And we always work with you to activate your missions. So best thing you can do is just never do anything that you can't put your heart in it. If you don't love it, if it doesn't make you so anxious to get up in the morning you can hardly get at it, that's not worth your time. It's not worth your time. Never do heartless action. Never. You're occupying a space at a lesser, say, a consciousness that hasn't come in from the worlds that you have could occupy. You are heaven's best. You are the celestial emissaries of advanced worlds. The world is crying for your inventions, for your beauty, your wisdom, your knowledge, your divine expertise in living as a Lord and Lady of Light. So come forth, all of you who are in a fetal position in your closets. Put on your Superman and Superwoman outfit and leap forth into the quantum leap and help your fellow brothers and sisters on this planet to do the same. It's fun out here. When you know who you are and you're not afraid of anyone, I'll tell you, it is so fun being on Earth. Why would you want to be anyplace else right now in this glorious time of planetary ascension? It's really the best incarnation any of us have ever had, and let's make it even better than any we've ever had by conscious endeavor and participation. I send again the blessings of the United Ashtar Command, Commander Ashtar, who is integrated with me, myself, Commander Lady Athena, Commander Allion, who is supporting this on the other line, and all of us in the celestial tactical branch of the Great White Brotherhood called the Ashtar Galactic Command. we always like to conclude with Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed the name of the Lord, and Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Tzivayot, Melo Kol Haaretz, Kevodo, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are filled with thy glory. God evening and God bless you. I am Commander Lady Athena of the Ashtar Galactic Command. I got a few seconds. Count on third down. Glorious to have spoken with you this evening here in Miami, Florida. Maybe it's morning where you are, but feel my love surrounding you and that of the command. And have a blessed day. See you again, same time, God willing. Voices, Ashtar Command.